Hello, Acceleration Nation, and welcome to another Sick Career Podcast. Today, what we're talking about is what is all in the news now, the September surge. Let me tell you a little bit about what the September surge is. Essentially, what happens is during the summer months, so between June and September, a lot of people take vacations and a lot of senior leaders take vacation. And you know who hires people at most companies? Senior leaders, because they're spending time with their families because they're generally older. Like myself, I'm 49 years old. I just came back from 2 weeks of vacation, fantastic vacation in Iceland. And during those 2 weeks, I was not all that active with Kadima. I had my team in the States and actually all over the world handling things. They would email me things, but for the most part, I let things drop. So during the summer, when you're trying to get a job, not only is it typically hard to get a job, but now it slows down to a pace of molasses on a cold winter day, as my friend Seth, and it takes longer to schedule everything. So things slow down. The recruiters might be on vacation as well. The recruiters internally, externally. So things slow down. So things kind of bottle up there. And then when you come into September, into the fall, people are coming back into the office, coming back from vacation, and also year-end planning is happening. So they're starting to talk about the headcount for the next year. And a lot of companies look at what sort of headcount you hired this year, and that is used as data to determine headcount for next year. So there are these weird incentives sometimes to hire all the headcount that you have for the year before the end of the year, and sometimes even before the planning. It depends on how the numbers are calculated by the sales operations team. So people are back in the office. They have their headcount that was given this year. They want to use it because often if you don't use it, you lose it. So they start picking up those activities. So between September, October, and until Thanksgiving time period, there is more, I wouldn't call it hiring frenzy, but compared to the summer months, there is, we can call it a frenzy. And I'm going to share my screen here for those of you that are watching this on YouTube, and we have all our episodes on YouTube as well. But I'll describe this for those of you on the podcast. I'll show you some of the trends of the hiring numbers that we've seen across the last several weeks. And as a heads up here at Kadima Careers, we have a list of the top 100 companies. So right here, the top 100 companies that we recommend, you can get those top 100 companies by going to our website and download the list of those top 100 companies. But what we also do is we look at those top 100 companies, and we have Google ranked number one, Amazon two, Apple three. That was actually the 22 rankings. We're still updating this, but we're still tracking the numbers here. And we look at the number of jobs opened by company by week. So if you look at the top 100 companies for the week of September 10th, 2023. So I'm not sure when you're listening to this episode, but the latest episode is September 10th, 2023. There are 192,000 jobs, 501. 192,501 jobs open. Average jobs per employer, 1,925. And the median jobs per employer, 343 jobs. So there are a total of 192,500 jobs. The prior week, there was 186. So it increased by about 6,000 jobs in 1 week alone. And then if you go back to previous weeks, and for those of you that are looking on YouTube, there are 2 weeks that you'll see zero stats. That was when we were in Iceland. My son, who pulls the data from this, was also in Iceland, and he wasn't pulling that when we were in Iceland. So you do not see numbers as high of the job openings until April 30th, 2023. So it's been nearly 4+ months. So a couple of things have been happening. One, the economy has picked up a little bit after tech sector and some other companies were cutting talent. We saw mass layoffs in the first quarter of 2023. But what you're also seeing is the September surge, and that is the increase in volume of opportunities out there. So there's more opportunities out there. What does this mean for you? Oh, and by the way, the company that added the most jobs in the last week was Deloitte, and the company that reduced the most number of jobs last week was Citigroup. But what does this mean for you as an ambitious professional who's looking to own their career, get a better job with more money, more compensation? What this means for you is nothing. You should continue to be looking. You should be continuing to follow the process to get a better job. So if you're actively looking for a job, what that means, it doesn't matter if there's 192,000 jobs open. It doesn't matter if there's 540,000 jobs open. What that information will lead to is maybe to decide to leave your current situation in a less ebullient market, or do you want to stay at your current place of work? But if you're unemployed, you should be getting a job. So you always just want to do better at your current job, at your next job. Regardless of the economy, there's no downside to always be looking. And if you're not in a good situation, then even be proactively looking. So what this means for you as an ambitious professional is you continue to follow the growth framework, the job acquisition method. One, you establish your goals of what's important for you, and you identify 40 target companies that you're focused on. Secondly, you realistically assess your strengths and you play to your strengths. If you're a salesperson, look for jobs in sales. You can always move around once you get there. Third, outreach. Build authentic, mutually beneficial, and positive relationships with individuals at those target companies that you're focusing your search on. Fourth, working the system. So understanding how to apply for the right roles at the right time on the right sites and how to get those referrals, earn those referrals. So that's working the system. Five, if you're working the system and you're doing your activity of reaching out to people and getting applications in, you will get interviews. So then you need to train and prepare for very beatable interviews. And you need to develop tenacity because you are going to be aiming for challenging companies. Other people are aiming for challenging companies. The numbers, the law of numbers will prove out that you will fail and you will fail a lot and you will get rejected and you will get ghosted. That's okay. Last time I looked for a job, 300 applications, 5 offers, 295 rejections, 165 out of those 295, I never even heard back from the company. So that is training and tenacity. The last part of the growth framework is high impact negotiation. Once you get the offer, then you have leverage, then you have hand. And that's where your BATNA comes into play. So depending on what your best alternative to a negotiated agreement is, your plan B, you think about what your current situation is. If you're unemployed, almost any job is going to be better, as long as that does not derail you from your long-term goal. And ideally, it helps enhance you and move you ahead towards your long-term goal. But if you do have a job, then you have a good opportunity here. You can weigh your current opportunity versus your new opportunity, and you can think hard, and you can negotiate effectively. And there's good books that you can read from. There's 3 books that I would recommend. Getting to Yes. I always forget the authors of that, but you can Google that. Secondly, Never Split the Difference by Chris Voss, very popular book. Third, by Stuart Diamond. It's called Getting More. All those books are good. I've read all 3. I should read Getting to Yes again, but they're all really effective books on negotiation. But if you don't want to read and you need support and you need some inside tips, we at Kadima Careers help you to negotiate offers. So all you have to do is send an email to getmore@kademacareers.com and someone on my team will get that. Or you can just find us on LinkedIn or our website. But always negotiate for more. So going back to the September surge, nothing should be changing. Whether there's lots of jobs out there, whether there's few jobs out there, whether there's an economic boom, whether there's economic bust, you are always employed at will. Your likelihood of getting fired actually increases, or terminated or displaced or whatever they want to call it. Your likelihood of getting displaced, getting the pink slip, increases when the economy is down. When there are less jobs available, that's also an indicator that the economy is not as strong, at least in the tech sector, in the professional sector. There's lots of, I guess I call them blue collar jobs, like restaurant jobs, hospitality jobs. Those are desperately in need still, I think, since the COVID epidemic. But knowledge workers, the volume is not as high as it was a couple of years ago. So keep looking if it makes sense for you to keep looking. I always tell people always be looking. You can determine the proactivity level that you want. If you're happy in your role, if you have kids, like young kids you want to spend time with, If you're satisfied in your job, you don't need to be proactive with your search. It's totally cool to hang out. It's totally cool to be enjoying a job that you know what to do, you're familiar with it, you're earning decent money, and you like the people you work with. Totally cool. But want to accelerate your career, unhappy in your situation, then you follow the growth framework. Also, even if you are passive, even if you're hanging out with your newborns and kids, if you get an inbound interview request, I'm not saying to be proactive, but someone reaches out to you and something is potentially interesting, take the interview. Go through the repetition so that when you do need to interview, you will be prepared. Plus, you may find out that this new opportunity turns out to be quite interesting. It also gives you an opportunity to go back to your original employer as leverage. And if you're fighting for promotion or you're fighting for a raise, that gives you leverage. But again, you need to do that carefully because the company could call your bluff and take your resignation. So that's all I got today on the September surge. So the September surge is real. What happens is companies increase their hiring in September, October, November, then it dissipates until the new year, and then it picks up again in the new year. So there is a September surge. For you as the professional, the ambitious professional, keep doing what you're doing. Keep owning your career. Always be looking, always be learning. And if you like this episode, please rate and review it. Share it with a friend. We have lots of episodes on different topics. We have episodes with interviews with lots of talented professionals. We have some episodes like this where I just go deep into a subject. And we're testing out episodes also where we're going to be coaching prospects, actually, people that can't afford our program and want to get an episode and get a free coaching session with me. So we will do a free coaching session with you and we will release that episode as well. So if you're interested in that, reach out to me. You can always reach out to me at alan@kademacareers.com or find me on LinkedIn. So with that, own your career. Bye-bye.
That wraps up another remarkable episode of the Sick Career Podcast with Alan Stein. Check out past episodes and other resources on the website. That's sickpodcast.com, and it's S-Y-C-K. Alan, tell the audience about the newsletter they can sign up for.
The newsletter rocks. Check out the accelerator, XLR8R. You will get great tips about your career. You'll get honest insights. You'll get the occasional pet picture. And you will learn how to take proactive control and take charge of your career.
Very good. Very good. That's sickpodcast.com, S-Y-C-K. For your host, Alan Stein, I'm Russ Reba. And we hope you've enjoyed today's episode. You are going to love the next one.